Welcome to Sunday Sermons and other recordings from the Unitarian Universalist Church of Davis, California. Please visit our website at www.uudavis.org for further information.
Cover the beautiful. I am surrounded by it. I am immersed in it. In my youth, I am aware of it, and in my old age, I shall walk quietly the beautiful trail. In beauty, it is begun, and in beauty, it is ended. Welcome. Welcome to One Path of Beauty at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Davis.
To acknowledge all that is being held by the people in this room, we light one pillar candle for the sorrows of the world, for the moments that weigh heavy on our hearts. And we light one pillar candle for the joys of the world, for the moments of hope and celebration, also those things that are in your heart that only you may know. And now we center through music. If the choir could stay right where they are, because next, Milt Hildebrand is 101 years old this week. Allison was very right that it said to celebrate his birthday right before this wonderful song. But now is the time to sing happy birthday to him. So here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Milt.
Today's chalice will be lit by our outgoing board president, Walt Fulday. We light this chalice, the symbol of our faith, as we celebrate life's beauty. May we never forget that we are a part of it. It is woven not around us, but through us. We are here to notice those elegant strands, the way they call to us, hold us, and connect us. May today enable the beauty to shine.
So today, as you know, it's Volunteer Recognition Sunday, and we are very honored to welcome, to recognize three of our most hardworking volunteers, Val Olson, Karen Nalaboff, and Jack Witsit. Would you three come up, please? So, Val and Karen are our operations co-chairs, and in case you don't know what operations co-chairs do, they work with the ministers and office staff to handle the church business and administrative questions and decisions. And what this does for the board is it frees us up to do more of the visionary work. And so we are so grateful to them to be able to have a little more time to think about the future. So thank you very much to Val and Karen. And Jack has been our faithful board secretary. He takes notes at all our monthly meetings and prepares the minutes. And that's for Jack.
But this is more than volunteer recognition. It's also the installation of our board members coming in and a recognition of those who are rotating out and those who are continuing. So I just want to say that both Walt Fulde and Karen Kurth will be completing their term on the board at the end of June. So the new fiscal year starts July 1st. And we're really grateful for their presence and their leadership. And Odessa McLean will be continuing for one additional year. And all of them will be speaking to you about their board experience. And we start with Walt.
So I was thinking about what happens when you learn a foreign language. Before you start to study it, looking at the words on the page don't mean anything. They're unrecognizable. And the same is for spoken word. But as you start to learn it, it gradually begins to make sense and becomes recognizable. New words stand out, and soon you're thinking in whole sentences. And some people even dream in the new language. I like to think what happens as we understand and gain knowledge about something new is it becomes internalized and gradually becomes a part of us. We become connected with it in new ways we hadn't before. Our world becomes a little bit wider. I wanted to join the board to be involved and serve the church, but I also wanted to understand more about how the church functions. Over these past 3 years, I did learn a lot about how the church functions, and I also learned another important and interesting thing. That is, understanding and knowing are big aspects of connection. Or, in short, knowing is connection. Just as new things we learn become part of us, the people we serve with and work with do, too. Our circle of familiarity and knowing grows wider, and our connections increase. Definitely being a member of the board is important for the functioning of the church. But for me, serving on the board was more than that. As I learned and served, I also changed and grew. And new people and new experiences became a part of me. And my world became a little bit wider.
Why did I even say yes? What was I thinking? I've asked myself that several times in the last 3.5 years. What do I even have to offer? How will I make the time? Love will guide us. This is my second 3-year board term. The last term I served, we approved the sanctuary in the Great Hall. That was very tangible. This year, the accomplishments were less tangible, but no less important. Why did I say yes to a second time? Love will guide us. We shall be known by the company we keep. I recently revisited the book, The Giving Tree, by Shel Silverstein, nearly memorized decades ago. If you don't know it, well, you'll see a little bit of it. Once there was a tree, and she loved a little boy. And every day the boy would come and gather her leaves and make crowns and climb her trunk and swing from her branches, eat her apples, rest in her shade. And as the story goes, the boy returns again and again during different life phases, collects apples, takes the branches, saws down the trunk, until the tree is a mere stump. The tree never asked for anything in return. It was always there for whatever the boy needed. It always unsettled me a bit that the boy never seemed to give back. This church has been my giving tree, prepared to provide through these last 25 plus years, through young parenthood, career choices, career not choices, medical issues, personal crises, and now through to a most joyful time of my life. The church gave and gave and still gives with nothing truly expected but my pledge. Love will guide us. We shall be known by the company we keep. I'm a person who gives back. I'm a person who likes to carry my share. And of course, I say yes. Well, both times I was called, I first said no. But then the church came back, really? I let love guide me. Clearly, I said yes again. This is a church that leads with love. We shall be known by the company we keep. Of course, I said yes. During this board term, it brought a fair amount of activity the first 2 years. It's hard to measure what my contribution was. I did cultivate friendships. I pitched in. I kept up. The church gave apples and branches and trunks and shade. For me personally, this last year was full of life changes. The church gave apples, branches, trunk, shade, and even when I needed it, a place to rest, a stump, when I could give back no more than my on-site presence, my basic duty, my attendance. The church and the board were still here with me, for me, letting me do small jobs, getting by, and my life raced ahead in the meantime. I'm ever so grateful for the opportunity to serve, to give back, to be in the very best of company with people who lead with love. And what a time it is to be alive.
The last 3 years have been anything but what I expected. Life is what happens when you're making other plans, right? Following my graduation from UC Davis in the campus ministry group, I served on the intern committee. At the end of my second year, I spoke with Reverend Beth and the committee chair. In the next year, I'd be working 40 to 50 hours a week, taking classes, and conducting the research study that I would use to write my master's thesis on. Time, physical and mental energy would be very, very short. So I bowed out of my third year on the intern committee. Sorry to miss out, but happy to be supported in my need to say no. A year later, I was surprised to be asked about serving on the board. I had felt pretty disconnected from this church since stepping off the intern committee. Why was I a good fit? I chatted with a few other young adult friends around the district, and we kind of all had the same feeling. Token young person. But I wanted the opportunity to get involved again. Little did I know that the board was about to tackle its own new adventure, governance and ministry, how we set the congregational vision and the board calendar for the year, and generally doing some self-examination about how this congregation operates. This was not going to be 3 years of just rubber stamping approval. It took most of my first year on the board to sort of settle in and feel comfortable. So naturally, then I started to rock the boat. I was more comfortable asking questions and challenging the answers a little bit. Is the old way still the best way? Where were there new perspectives to examine? Were we making decisions in haste rather than sitting in the struggle for a moment? Little by little, I have found my space, and it is more than a token young adult. I feel valued and appreciated on the board. Following last fall's World Cafes, we have started to work towards a vision of deepening connections within this congregation. The board took this opportunity to look at ourselves as individuals and as a whole unit. Where do we feel connected and why? Many of us named our time together on the board as one place we feel most connected. It roots us in this congregation and lets us grow to know one another more deeply. I love our check-in time, something new we've been doing. Those little moments that we share bond us together. We hold one another's joys and sorrows, and by deepening our connections with one another, I believe we are better able to support the congregation and staff of this church in doing that work too. The board I have served on is not what I thought I was signing up for. It has been a much richer and deeper experience. It has let me rebuild my connection with this church. It has seen me as more than, ooh, a young person, and heard me as someone whose questions and ideas merit pondering. I am grateful for these gifts, and it makes me excited to continue with this work for another year.
When we give our gifts to the world, everyone benefits. When our gifts are offered to a community with integrity and joy, those gifts become an inspiration. Thanks to all who have served on our board since the congregation became incorporated as a fellowship in the American Unitarian Association in 1958. The names of all those who served as president or chair of the board are listed in the program. If you have served on the board, would you raise your hand so we can acknowledge you?
Our fiscal year begins July 1st, and our new board will begin its tenure at that time. So I'm going to ask that the continuing board members come forward as your name is read and come to be in front of the pulpit, and that would be Liz Garman and Tamara Range, Barbara Clutter, who is our incoming chair, and Claudia Smith, who is our incoming vice chair. We'll get to that in just a minute. Hang on. Yeah, I did a move where Milt Hildebrand's happy birthday was, but this is here. Ted Swift and Tiffany Eckbach have been called out of the congregation, we say, this year to begin serving on the board. Tiffany is with her family on a weekend away, and she cannot be here, but would Ted come forward and join the continuing members? And Odessa, come on up. Your hope is to continue the work of exploring new ways to create connection, and Ted said that he seeks to deepen the connections between the natural world of which we are a part and the spiritual world which is a part of us. And Tiffany said she wishes to establish more ways for the congregation members to feel and know about their place in the church. You can hear a lot about connection here. And Barbara, will you step back here and share?
In my capacity as the incoming chair of the board, I make this commitment to you, our congregation. We will always keep in mind what is best for you, the congregation, and our staff. We will listen and communicate thoughtfully with children, youth, and adults. May we join you in a relationship of learning and trust, encouraging the message of Unitarian Universalism. We ask that you engage in open discussion with us, speak freely, offer your hands, time, and gifts to nurture this community. We hope that you, members of the and friends of the UUCD, will consider the small and larger commitment of your gifts. How can I offer myself to UUCD to enrich our community? We are all needed to create this community.
So, board members, just lend me your ear. You can turn your ear toward me, if not your faces. Please offer this congregation your time and your talent and your generosity as we all work to create the community that we know is possible. If you will do this, will you say, we will?
We will.
Good job. So, board members, I want you to bunch together a little bit. And those who are able, please rise and be in body or spirit, and to come down and to you don't need to touch these guys, but just come down and just be really close to them, really close to them. Come on in, come on in, come on, come on, come on. Come really close, because you're going to be looking into their eyes like you never do. Looking into their eyes. This is an issue of trust. It's an issue of intimacy. And we know that Walt, you'll notice, is off to the side because he's going to be out of this scene. Yeah, so you're going to be so you can look in their eyes. So look at these people with appreciation. And the board members I want you to look at your friends. Look in their faces, not over their heads, not to the left, to the right, into their eyes. Look at your acquaintances. Look at those you don't know yet, and that can be really scary. To the board members, I want to say this to you. You are among us, and yet you are set apart. You are not the same as every congregation member here. You are not better than any other person here. You do not get a special parking place or a special seat with a view on Sunday, and you don't get to be the first person at the line in the potluck. That is not for you. But you receive other benefits and responsibilities. You will know more about the whole life of this congregation. You will learn about both the conflicts and the emerging exciting projects. And the people who are with you at the center of this blessing may become closer friends that you will never lose. You will serve as a model for us as Unitarian Universalists. You have the opportunity to create bonds among you as members of the board that will last and last and last. And most of all, it is your work to listen for what the desires are that move this congregation. Listen to what is beneath the words, beneath what everyone says, to be visionaries. To discover what is possible from sources that are beyond what we know we even want. It is your role, board members, to imagine what we do not even know we need. Your companions in this work are the clergy. You are not alone. And we will work together, each with our own role, to help lead this congregation, get closer to our vision. In this moment is a blessing of thankfulness for your promise to lead. This is a blessing of trust that is both deserved and earned. So look, look, look into their eyes. The worship associates are told, look over their heads if you're a little nervous. Don't look into their eyes. And in gratefulness, we sing. I invite you into a time of prayer and meditation. You have just stood and sung. And so I'm just going to ask you in the course of this to take hands with people next to you. Don't reach, don't stretch shoulders, just be sure you're touching someone. As we recognize this week that Betsy Flynn passed after 17 years with a brain tumor that was inoperable. She wanted to live to see her children become adults. And although the doctors said she had 6 months to live, she told them no. It is said that she survived because she got 3 hugs from new people she didn't know every week. And people would be very surprised that she would introduce herself and insist on, please, a hug. I was with the family midweek, as the decision was made to let her pass. There was a body blessing. The body is important. She asked for Silent Night to be sung long ago, 2013. She said, anytime when I go, I want Silent Night sung, no matter what time of the year. We sang Spirit of Life and Blue Boat Home. And so for her poem, I'm going to read the first verse of Blue Boat Home. Though below me I feel no motion, standing on these mountains and plains, far away from the rolling ocean, still my dry land heart can say, I've been sailing all my life now, never harbor or port have I known. The wide universe is the ocean I travel, and the earth is my blue boat home. We don't know when the celebration of life will happen yet, but she has asked for it to be in the social hall and that it be a big party. So that is what we know. And you can look forward to that in the future. We'll let you know as soon as we know. Rebecca Parker writes this. Your gifts, whatever you discover them to be, can be used to bless or to curse the world. The mind's power, the strength of hands, the reaches of the heart, the gift of speaking and listening and imagining and seeing and waiting. Any of these can be used to feed the hungry, bind up wounds, welcome the stranger, praise what is sacred, do the work of justice, or offer love. Any of these can draw down the prison door, hoard bread, abandon the poor, obscure what is holy, comply with injustice, or withhold love. You must answer this question. What will you do with your gifts? Choose to bless this world with your love and the company you keep.
To create a congregation of belonging, it takes everyone. We are the ones who reach out to those who are in need and bring homemade quilts and give food to those who need to receive it. Sometimes we need to be the ones who receive.
We have the joy of learning by being with our children and youth. There are the Julie Bells and their dedication, the ushers and the AV team, the people who work on the grounds, prepare the campfire and work the grills, all the people who make this a place of peace, challenge, meaning, and fun. There are the people who bring the cookies and fruit for Sundays at coffee. Before going on, there are those who come needing to receive and find respite when life is too demanding. The practice of receiving reminds us of the cycle of giving and receiving. Are there other things you as a congregation would add to the ways we create community together? Please call it out as you feel ready.
Other kinds of music. Sunday.
In Memorial Grove. And we've got Milton.
And we've got you.
Such richness here. The board takes your blessings and your trust seriously. As the Board of Trustees for the UUCD, we thank you. Everyone has helped make this community what it is today, and those who can imagine what it will be in the future. You are invited to be the guest of the Board of Trustees for lunch. We have pizza, we have veggies and hummus, and then there's cake. And that cake is from Milt Hillebrand's family. So I invite you to join together in body or spirit. Open your hands upward to receive the blessings of this community. The ending of Reverend Rebecca Parker's poem is this: the choice to bless the world will draw you into community. The endeavor shared, the heritage passed on, the companionship of struggle, the importance of keeping faith, the life of ritual and praise,
the comfort of this human friendship, the company of earth, the chorus of life welcoming you. None of us alone can save the world. Together, that is another possibility waiting. Let this congregation say, Amen.
Amen. Amen.